This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 368 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our Jet Li month. Now, I'm going to explain this movie and why I put it here in a little bit, but let me give you the title. This is a little movie from 2008 called The Forbidden Kingdom. Now, before we get into it and before I give you any background information, I just got a couple little things. Alex, I got to know, had you ever heard of this movie and had you ever seen it before this?
No, I had never heard of it or even seen it.
You didn't even know it existed.
No, I never knew. Just like Black Mask, I didn't even know these things exist.
Okay, and this stars Jet Li and Jackie Chan. And you're like, I don't even know what this is. Never even heard of her. All right, so Forbidden Kingdom. Let me give you some interesting background on this movie. So this is the first time that Jet Li and Jackie Chan were in a movie together. Two of China's biggest action stars, two of their best exports in a film together. So when it was being made, I remember the buzz because I was in my early 20s and I was like really heavy into like movie websites and it was like, oh, Jet Li and Jackie Chan are doing a movie together, right? And then it came out and it's a fantasy style martial arts movie. I think some people were like, oh, that's not what I thought it was going to be, whatever. So that's number one. Number two, this movie, if I told you the name Rob Minkoff, that's who directed it, you'd be like, I don't know who that is, Rob Minkoff. And if you look at his filmography, it's pretty crazy. This guy directed one of the biggest movies of all time in the history of film, but it's an animated movie. He directed The Lion King, 1994, The Lion King.
Oh, okay. Disney.
Okay. Then he also directed some other animated mixed live action movies that did well at the box office. Stuart Little 2. Okay. He also directed The Haunted Mansion, the Eddie Murphy one. That was kind
of a movie.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
An interesting take on it from Disney. Yeah. So he's a Disney guy. He's done animation. He's done live action. And then he directed another animated movie in 2014. He's done animation since. Mr. Peabody and Sherman. And then this, just last year, or 2 years ago, a movie called Paws of Fury. So not the guy you would think for a sort of martial arts fantasy film. But hey, you know what? When you come from animation, I guess you have to have a creative brain. So
imagine watching the trailer and it was like, from the creator of Lion King
and Stuart Little 2. Stuart
Little 1 and 2 comes. You know, and then
imagine
you see
if it
action.
Said the other way. Imagine if it said, from the director of The Haunted Mansion and Stuart Little. And then you see Jackie Chan. Like, what the heck? What's going on? I wouldn't blame him banking on The Lion King because at least that's like one of the biggest movies ever. But if you pick the other ones, kind of weird. Anyway, all jokes aside, good for him. He had a good career. Those movies are made a lot of money. So let's get into this movie. So as far as the Rotten Tomatoes goes, not horrible. Better than the last movie we did. They are certified fresh, but they're literally like right at the threshold. This has a 63% critic score. So overall rated fresh. And this has a 60% audience score. So these just barely hit the criteria. 60% at least enjoy these movies. Are you surprised by these numbers?
You know, no. I would sometimes like when we do fantasy, I mean, we didn't do much, but when we dabbled into those action fantasies, sometimes I'm shocked going, you know, the movie's not, whatever. This one, I'm not. I'm not even shocked at all. I think this is actually a really good score for this type of film, to be honest with you.
I'll be honest. I was surprised. I thought they were higher than I thought they were going to be.
Oh.
I saw this. So I agree with you. But I saw this movie when it came out, when I was 21, and I did not like it. I did not like it. I was a different movie viewer at that time. You know, like, you got to think 21, I'm coming out of, you know, like college aged. I'm trying to see edgier stuff. I'm trying to see like, you know, rated R. I want all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I want like hard hitting action. And then this felt like, I mean, there's some parts that are not very PG-13. Like, there's some violent parts in this movie, but it still felt a little more kiddie to me. However, watching it now as an adult, this is my first time watching it in 16 years. Different experience. So
can it change from you not liking? Can it change?
Can people change when they get older? Triple J. You know, we've seen it happen before where we used to like movies and then we hated them. And let's see if maybe the other way, maybe not. So let's start with our lead character. Now, technically, our lead character, and this is who we're going to score, is Michael Angarano. He plays the main character. His name is Jason Tripitikus. The worst name. I don't even know why they
just call him
we'll call him Jason. Yeah. Michael Angarano. I've seen this kid in some stuff back then. He was like in a lot of things. What did you think?
Horrible choice. Like off the bat, horrible choice to be this lead for this film. And I'm going to be honest with you. I could see why they casted him for this type of movie. But at the end of everything, I just did not click with him. And if it wasn't for Jet Li and Jackie Chan, I don't even think I'll ever watch this movie. Well, technically, I was never going to watch it anyway. You didn't pick it. But
you didn't even know it existed.
I didn't know it existed. So I would just say, like, if this was in the theater at that time, I guess, I would not be watching it for him. And like you said, when people found out these two big juggernauts were going to be together, that's the only reason they went to see the movie. They didn't see it for Jason, the character, the actor, Michael. So, yeah, him. I liked the character for what he was. I just didn't like the actor, but I'm not going to penalize him because of the actor and whatever. Yeah. The character himself, I thought it was really cool. He was into karate, like mad martial arts like movies.
Kung Fu movies.
I was like, I was like, that's dope. I was like, that's a cool premise. It reminded me of Kick-Ass a little bit, right? He's obsessed with superheroes and then he becomes a superhero. This was kind of different, but he was into it. Then he goes into this store and the store's Jackie Chan in makeup, mad old, but I thought
like
he did a very...
You like Kung Fu movies? You like to watch the Kung Fu movies?
I give you a good deal. So I thought Jackie Chan did a very good job as the old man.
Talk about them too, him and Jet Li. Since they're, Jet Li is really the guy where he's not the main star, but let's at least talk about him in the section.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. So I know Jackie Chan in the old makeup. I thought he did a very good job there. He did a really good job. But then these guys come in, they want to steal the money, and then he shoots Jackie Chan, and I was like, no. Then all of a sudden he takes the stick of destiny or whatever the fuck it's called from the Monkey King.
The golden rod.
The golden rod. And then he gets blown from the roof into another dimension.
Yeah.
Into this like futuristic place where he meets, Jackie Chan again, younger. I thought it was the store same owner. Yeah. I thought it would have been cool if it was, you know what I mean? Like he doesn't know him, but he knows him as an adult older. But anyway, then he meets Jet Li and them. I gotta say, man, lead character, I like the premise. So for him, I'm giving him a 4. I like the character. Jackie Chan's character, the drunken monkey, dude, a 5. I don't give a shit, bro. He did play a drunken monk in the real Shaw Brothers or whatever.
He did the drunken master or something.
Yeah, something like that. So he's familiar with the art form.
Yeah.
I loved it, dude. I'm like, yo, this dude is dope. When he's drinking, he's like, oh. And that first opening scene, I was like, this scene is amazing. I was like, it's cool. Then the wire work kicks in, and then I was like, oh, no. But then I was like, wait a minute. This is fantasy, and they're going to try to dabble into this martial arts string thing. Yeah. So I let it fly. I was like, it is what it is. But let me tell you something. I know this falls under action, and you said talk a little bit about Jet Li.
Yeah.
Jet Li does not talk much in this movie.
No, and he plays two roles.
Yeah, he had two. He's the Monkey King, which looked hilarious.
Which is like an ancient Chinese. Him. That's like a real Chinese like folk story. The Monkey King.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'll tell you this. Jet Li as the Monkey King was dope. I don't care. I thought he was funny. Very charismatic
personality.
He did, and he's like, hoo, 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 hoo. Well, he's like telling the stick what to do.
Yeah,
loved it. I said, you know what? This is pretty cool. Awesome. Jet Li as the monk doesn't talk much, but man, that scene in the ancient ruins between him and Jackie Chan, I know it falls under action. I'll just say this. Can't wait to talk about action because that is the highlight for me is that scene alone. So Jet Li did a great job as both roles. I enjoy their camp. Him, it's a shame that this is the only movie they did it together because they two had great chemistry on screen together.
Yeah.
But with that said, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, 5 across the board there. But the main kid that we're doing, I give him a 4.
All right.
For great.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just go quick. I gave him a 2. Now, hear me out. I don't disagree with what you said. I like the kid in that. I like that element of like, oh, he's like big into martial arts movies. He's talking with that girl. He thinks she's like, like kind of flirting or whatever. And then, and then these gangster kids, which are horrible, by the way. I mean, we're not even going to score them in villains because they're not really like the main villain of them. But if we did, they'd get a 1. Like the way they talk. Hey, kid, you want to go to the... Yeah, they're all like extra and they're in Boston and they don't even have a Boston accent. They sound like they're from New York. Like they're terrible. Anyway, I like the premise. It's a kid, lives at home, super into martial arts films, has a Sega Dreamcast. I can relate. I like that. Got all the posters on his wall. Awesome. But he is so sidelined throughout the whole... It becomes not even about him.
Yeah.
It becomes about everyone else in China. Like, the girl has a more of a storyline. The girl who wants revenge, who was in the well. Jackie Chan and Jet Li. Like, everyone overshadows him so much that I gave him a 2. It's not his fault. It's not... Like, the actor was fine. He was fine. I like that they never made him out to be, like, a super... Like, he's training and all that, but he never reaches, like, to be a super martial artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like that. If he would have, like, done that little bit of training and then all of a sudden he's, like, Bruce Lee, I would have been mad. But he's not. He, like, kind of sucks the whole time. I would have scored him better if the movie focused on him more, but it doesn't. So that's on the script's part. So that's why I gave him a 2, but not because I don't think it's a terrible idea. It's just the execution. I agree with you on Jet Li and Jackie Chan. I love them both in this movie. This is later Jackie Chan, 2008. So this is, like, way after the stuff we've been reviewing lately. He's older, still looks amazing, still in great shape, still can freaking move fast. The fight with... Oh, wait, save it for action. awesome. I like the look. You know, the long hair looks cool. I like
baggy clothes.
Yeah, he's funny. He needs his wine or else he's, like, gonna die. He's... he says he's like an immortal, and if he doesn't drink wine, he's gonna die.
And he said that he's a everyone tells him that he's a poet because he knows it. Yeah.
he doesn't, you don't, funny. You never really know if he's an immortal or not. Like, it never really confirmed, you know, because when he's going to make rain, Jet Li pisses on his face. Like,
that was so freaking funny.
So, like, that was so funny. You don't know, funny. Like, even at the restaurant where he's like makes him pay for the bill. He's like, sometimes they call me and he's like, sometimes they call me a poor person because I don't have, and he gives them the bill. Like, it Jet Li, 2 roles, the Monkey King. That's the most, maybe the most personality I've seen Jet Li have in a movie ever, just doing those facial expressions, like being all weird, but it works. And then as the monk, badass. He's badass as the monk. I was into that. I was like, okay, I like this. And I like their banter, you know, between him and Jackie. Like, when they're talking about training the kid, for example, like, one wants to do this, the other wants to do this. When he's talking with the girl, and then Jackie Chan calls him Mr. Sensitivity or Master of Sensitivity or whatever. Like, I liked all that. So I would have gave them a 5 if they were the true, true leads. But as such, we have to score this kid. So 2 for me, but I felt bad doing it. But I was like, but he doesn't do, like, what? He barely does anything. And they don't focus on him enough. Let's talk about the villain. Now, the real villain of the movie, not those stupid gangster kids. This is going to be Colin Chu as the Jade Warlord and his hot henchman. Her name is Ni Chang. She got white hair. She looks like Sindel from Mortal Kombat. What did you think of them?
A 5. And I will say this. This is why. One, you get to see the bad guy really fight. I mean, he went down with... He fought Jackie Chan. I mean, he didn't fight Jackie. He fought Jet Li, the monk.
Yeah.
And then he fought the Monkey King in the beginning and in the end. I was like, that's a villain right there. And he was, like, evil as hell. Like, this dude was mad evil.
He killed the Monkey King, sort of. He trapped him in that as a statue.
Yeah, he was like, without your stick, you ain't nothing. And then he tricked him. And then he was like, rule number one of martial arts. To see, I was like, okay, cool. So, yeah, I thought he was really cool. Diabolical, right? His father leaves him in charge. But this dude was like, he's going to do it his way. And I was like, that's pretty cool. The other chick I liked, I thought she was really good, too. She had the whip. She commanded. She fought Jackie Chang. So that was really dope. And then she fought him, too. Like, hit with the stick and a little bit. And then she fought the other girl. I forgot her name.
The other girl's
the name. The Golden Sparrow.
Golden Sparrow, yeah.
Yeah, so they fought. I was like, wow, this is pretty good. So because of that, I thought the villain did all that we needed in a villain in my category. So I gave him a 5. I thought he did what he needed to do.
You know, this guy reminded me, this whole movie kind of reminded me of a live action. And this is not, okay, whoever's listening right now, do not take this as a slight, because I don't mean it in a bad way, because I like, but this reminded me of like a live action Kung Fu Panda, but with people.
Oh, that's right. They have powers. They're doing some power stuff. Yeah.
They have like the Jade Warlord is literally sounds like a name that if you just be like the Jade Scorpion would be in Kung Fu Panda. So I, cause there's a Jade thing that he has like a stick or something. So it reminded me of that. And I don't mean it in a bad way. This came out before Kung Fu Panda 1. I don't think that came out in 2008. So I like it. I like this sort of fantasy movie. And as far as the villains go, I agree with you. I thought he fit perfectly within the story they were telling. He wins the first fight against the Monkey King. Yeah, he does it in a way that's like, you know, underhanded, but it's a villain. That's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? If this was wrestling, you know, like you cheat to win. You do what you got to do. Distracts him, whatever, freezes him, turns him into a statue, but he fights. That's the key here. He fights, period. And he fights good. He's really good. Yeah, he busts some people up. So I like that. And then I love that girl. I don't know. She was cool. I like her hair whip. Her and Jackie Chan. Yeah, her and Jackie Chan, they fought. Like, he kicked her and punched her. I was like, okay, this movie doesn't care. So she fights everybody. He fights everybody. He wants to, you know, he's one of those, like, wants to be, like, just the overlord guy. But it's not too over the top. Like, he's not trying to take over Earth. He just wants to rule the area where they are. That's it. You know what I mean? And he has some powers. A little undefined. I wish he just, like, does some stuff and all of a sudden, like, water starts going all crazy. I wish I knew his powers more, but whatever. I gave him a 5.2. I think he fit this movie very well, and I like the actor. He was good. He looked cool. He fought well. I have no complaints really with the villain, other than I wish I knew his powers specifically, like, more, but that's okay.
I think his powers is more elemental, because, like, he evaporated the water for the lava to burn the stick.
Yeah,
so it was,
yeah,
like, it was weird. Like, it's like elemental. Yeah, it was weird.
Cool. I liked it. Okay, this is what you wanted to talk about. What did you think of the action in this movie?
Oh, dude, it's a 5. It's a 5. I don't care about the wire work. Like I said, we already, like, this is a fantasy.
It's in like this. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's fantasy, I'm okay with it. I'm just telling you, the highlight of the movie is the Agent Temple, when Jackie Chan was like, that stick belongs to me. and then that scene, that fight was so dope. They went to three or two different fighting styles, to the tiger and the
tiger
other one.
Mantis.
Yeah.
The other one. Yeah.
The drunken monkey. I mean, the drunken monk. And then he was the other. Like, I don't know, man. That fight was dope. You got speed of Jet Li, because Jet Li was mad fast in that scene. And then you got the finesse of Jackie Chan with speed and, like, experience. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a dope mesh. And I'm going to give this guy a very good credit, because the fighting cameras was dope. It was wide. I saw everything. Like, yeah. I mean, even when they were hand to hand, the cameras were still wide out. Mm-hmm. Like, when they were close. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like, he shot it like a real martial arts movie. And I guess due to maybe Jet Li and Jackie Chan telling him how to position the cameras, if they would have did it or whatever, maybe he took some pointers from them, maybe. But he did a great job in that scene when he kicked the stick into the wall and they were trying to climb it. He kicked them down. Like, I thought that scene was really good. Thought the beginning fight between the Monkey King, when he took his hair and he made a duplicate and he's eating an apple. He's like, yeah.
A peach.
Yeah, the peach. Yeah. And he threw it at him. Yeah. I thought that was really funny. Then the ending fights were really good. I like when, you know, he resurrects himself again and he goes, yeah! And then he kicks and starts fighting Jackie Chan. I was like, yo, this is really, really good. And, you know, it's funny. Sad, right? This came out in 2008.
Yeah.
This, to be really honest with you, they could have did more martial arts movies like this in America. And I think a lot of people would have gravitated to it, because I thought it was really good. I don't know financially how much money this made. So, and
it made $128 million on only a $55 million budget.
That's a successful movie. Yeah, it's a successful film. Yeah, and I think if you would have did a more serious movie with Jet Li and Jackie Chan, I think it would have been like, holy crap, like, this would have been good. Imagine a Heat movie, right? Let's just think about it. A Heat film. They brought together for the first time ever Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Imagine a similar type film that you bring Jackie Chan and Jet Li in a serious cop villain movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong. I would see that. Yeah, it would be awesome. An American version of them two going, you know, he works for like a Chinese DEA and Jet Li works for the triads in like China or something, like a gangster, and they know each other from like whatever. That would be badass, honestly.
I agree with you.
That would be dope. So anyway, action 5.
Okay, listen, I agree with everything you said. And what I was getting to earlier, which I didn't want to spoil, was like, this movie's PG-13. Definitely PG-13. It's not PG. It's not like, like, there's freaking Jackie Chan gets shot with an arrow. People are getting, especially at the end, people are getting like slashed up, and like, they don't show blood, but you know they're getting sliced up. Literally So that was cool. So this is the style of like this, like, I think they're called like wuxia movies where they have the wires where they're kind of floaty. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, stuff like that. I don't mind it. Like, again, similarly, if it's in a fantasy movie, I don't mind it at all. I think it looks fine. You know, we watch these movies with like superheroes when they're doing all this crazy stuff and nobody bats an eye, but then like a regular person floats a little bit and they're like, ugh. But yeah. You gotta remember, it's a fantasy film. Now, if they're trying to portray this as reality and the dude could just jump 30 feet, then it's like, okay, maybe not. So I agree with you there. I like it. I even like that scene with the Monkey King fighting them. They're like in the clouds up high and he's like,
oh yeah, his dream.
Yeah, that was cool. Jet Li versus Jackie Chan is everything I wanted. I wish it was like 5 minutes longer. And it's not too short. It's a good mm-hmm. length fight, but I could have watched it for 5 minutes longer. I could watch it for 10 minutes long. I could just watch them do that. Of course, our boy's back. You and Wu Ping choreographed this. He did Unleashed, the last Jet Li movie we did. He's done The Matrix. He's done like all these martial arts movies. And you could tell the fighting is freaking good. He probably helped the director a lot too. And as far as staging,
yeah,
Rob Minkoff, I agree with you. He directed the hell out of these action scenes. You could see everything that's happening all the time. A lot of high angles, wide, even when it's flat and like a little close to them, it's just so that you could see the speed, but it's perfect. There's not a million edits. They don't cut every 2 seconds. They don't try to make these guys look fast. They just are. And he just films it. You know what I mean? Even at their age, at this point, they were older and they were still awesome. So I absolutely loved it. Also, I don't know why this popped up, but when I was watching this, I was like, I wish Jackie Chan was in the Expendables as well, because he would fit, because those movies are kind of goofy and he's funny. And mm-hmm. I feel like he should have been in the Expendables. I feel like they missed that.
I don't know why they didn't reach out to him.
Yeah, what? Just pay him and put him in there. Jet Li was cool, but it should have been Jackie Chan. That's all I'm saying.
It would have been dope. If you say it like that, it would have been dope. Jackie Chan for the first time play the villain.
Or that would have been cool.
Imagine he's the villain and then Jet Li is the one that has to fight.
Yeah.
That would be pretty dope. That would
be cool. So missed opportunity. Anyway, five for the action. I was surprised. When I was watching, I was like, why didn't I like this when I was younger? Then I remembered. I was like, I feel like this was a kiddie movie when I was 21. I was like, this is for kids. But you know, now I watch it with a different lens. I'm like, nope, this movie's good. I like it.
Nate, 21-year-old Nate, stupid.
21-year-old Nate was like, if it doesn't have blood and gore or boobs or F-bombs, I don't like it. And now I'm like, I don't care about those things as much. I still love bloody action, but all the rest is like, whatever. So yeah, different time. I enjoyed the action in this. I thought it was fantastic. It does fit the style. It fits the aesthetics. Everything works. So
what you said is actually pretty true. And what made me go, okay, this guy really knows how to shoot his action and he had help, was the restaurant scene. Mm. Because you know how hard it is to shoot a restaurant, and sometimes they put the cameras close.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, fight was cool too.
Yeah, it was wide and you saw like mad people breaking through those cardboard walls, and I was like, yo, this is actually really good. And he's like saving the kid, fighting with the kid. I was like, yo, this scene is really dope. I was like, and then it was funny because he was like, whoa, and he fell. I was like, you don't need to think, just jump. Yeah. I don't know. I like that scene. The restaurant scene was pretty cool too.
Yeah. But yeah. It was good. Like all the action scenes fit and worked and were well shot. So, I mean, kudos to them. All right. What did you think of the storyline?
All right. So I'm going to bring it down a notch.
Okay.
Because to be really honest with you, the highlights are the action in this movie. The storyline is very fantasy. Very fantasy, never-ending story type shit. The kid is reading a book and then he gets into the book. You know what I mean? Or the Page Master with Kevin McAllister. Or whatever his name is. What's his name is?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, that, you know that? Like he gets sucked into the book with Christopher Lloyd and they're in an adventure. Like,
I like the Page Master.
I know you do. You look like you like that. That shit. So
I liked it.
It's a very that type of fantasy type movie, but this is more martial arts. And I'm not, you know, I'm gonna give it a 3. I thought it was pretty good. There was no loophole. I didn't see no loophole. I didn't think of a loophole. Maybe the ending was fucking corny when he fought those guys back and all of a sudden the bad guy knew that tough kid knew kung fu moves. And I was like, wait, how the hell did he knew how to do roundhouse kicks and blocking? And that's the only thing I can say that I was kind of like, I felt like this was very Hollywood. Was the ending. Like he stands up for himself and then all of a sudden the bad guy and him are going toe to toe in martial arts. And I was like, how the hell did this guy know martial arts? Like he just literally roundhouse kicked him and then all of a sudden I was like, ah. But other than that, yeah, I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline.
We have the same score. I also gave it a 3. I think this is the weakest part but I don't think it's bad. It's just it's a fantasy movie. I like fantasy films, no big deal. But it is a little like the parts that are outside of like China, I don't like. I don't like the real world stuff that much. Like I like Jackie Chan as the old guy. Everything else I don't really like. I don't the kid and the little bullies, and then he goes back. When he goes back, he knows how to fight. He fights the bully and he, you know, whatever. And then why does that bully know karate? Like you're telling me this like street gang.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah, like what?
It's weird. I agree. Yeah. So it's stupid. So yeah, that stuff was kind of me. But other than that, I thought it was solid. I think this is a solid story. It gets you. There's a first act, a second act, and a third act. The structure's fine. There's nothing that's too stupid. It's just not super engrossing all the time. Plus our lead character, a little bit of a minus for just sort of like, you're just going to be here so that we could show Jackie Chan and Jet Li do stuff. You're just going to exist and keep wanting to learn gung fu. It always sounds like you're saying gung fu with a G instead of kung fu. So anyway, a three. I thought it was fine. And honestly, you could watch this with a younger. I feel like this does still skew younger. I don't think it's a kid's movie because it's kind of violent, but definitely like a early, like 12, 13. This is like a pretty good entry point into showing your kids like martial arts films to see if they're into it. So if you have like a, like I said, like maybe between 10 and 13 and they not really watched martial arts or old school, show them this first. And then you can go back and show them what inspired it, right? Because even the kid, he's talking about like Shaw Brothers movies and stuff like that. I would not start with that. I'd start with something like this and then work your way back. So as that, I think it's a solid movie. I gave it a three. What's your overall?
You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked on this. I'm giving it a four. I think it's a great movie. I'm not going to give it a perfect. Now, I will say this. If it was just Jackie Chan and Jet Li, this would have been a five. Mm. Regardless if it was like fantasy or straight action movie, this would have been a five. Because they delivered and they did a great job. As a kiddie movie, they did a great job. They have personality. They both kind of similar. It's kind of eerie, but they both kind of similar in acting. It's just Jackie Chan is more of the of a family film type of actor, yeah. Whereas Jet Li could do this type of family stuff, but he is more ruthless action. He's more star.
R-rated. Most of his movies are rated R.
Yeah, so which it's okay. It's like I said, it's no fault for him. I liked it. I thought it was good. So I gave it a four. I thought it was a great movie.
Mm. All right, I landed on a three. However, it's like a. This is like a really good three for me, like a high. I mean, you know what? I'll give it a 3.5. I think a 7, because I feel like a 7 out of 10 is what I would rate this if I was doing my 10. So I'm going to give it a 3.5. I think it's really good. It's really entertaining. It's funny. It has really good action. It has a weak lead and it has just a good story, not an amazing storyline. This could have been better. And again, it reminded me of Kung Fu Panda, but with people instead of animals. Like if you take this story and then like make the white kid Poe and then make everyone else animals, this is like a Kung Fu Panda movie. So I couldn't shake it, but it's not a bad thing. I like Kung Fu Panda. It's a good series. So I thought this movie was fun. Way better than I remember it. Way better. I was like, I'm not going to like this movie. I was interested to revisit it because I remember not liking it. So I was like, got to watch it again. Jet Li, Jackie Chan. And you know what? I enjoyed it. I had a good time with it. So now I'm not surprised with the reviews. I was at first, I thought these are kind of high, but nope, it might be kind of low. This movie's good. And again, I think it's a good family watch. There's not really any cursing in it. You know, there's no bad language. It's just PG-13 because of the fighting and the action. So I think it's a good entry level sort of ancient China martial arts film. I think it's a good one. All right. What's your total point?
Surprisingly, a 21 out of a 25. Ooh. I really enjoyed this movie a lot. And it's funny because
sure
I just put
it. I didn't like it when I picked it.
I'm not saying I'm super big on fantasy, but I like that style of movies. I always thought it was fun if it's told right. But I thought this was a very good blend with the martial arts. And this movie I could see being redone more serious. Of a story. But I checked Amazon Blu-ray, $10.
I got it at the bookstore for $4.99.
Not bad either.
Okay, I'm keeping it. I like it.
Yeah, so I bet it must have looked and sounded pretty good.
The Blu-ray looks great. Yeah, the movie looks great. I mean, it's newer, but the way it's shot, like I thought it looked fantastic. So
yeah, so I give it a 21 out of a 25.
I have an 18.5, but that's only because we were very different on the lead. That's the gap. 18.5. I'm surprised. I thought I was not going to like this, and then I liked it. I thought it was very good. I had a good time. So there you go. That is The Forbidden Kingdom from 2008. I think a slept-on movie because even though it was successful at 155. That's not like, that still means a lot of people didn't even go watch this movie. So
yeah,
maybe if you have a hole in your Jet Li or Jack, oh, you either one, like if you're a big Jackie Chan fan, this is a good movie for you. And if you're a big Jet Li fan, this also will work for you. They're both get a lot of screen time and a lot of action. So check it out if you haven't seen it. Okay, next week, we are moving on to a new franchise and we will be kicking it off with the 2014 Godzilla film starring Godzilla, Kick-Ass, Scarlet Witch, and Breaking Bad. They're all in this movie.
Bryan Cranston, I think.
Walter White.
Yeah, Walter White.
I'm using no real names. I'm using character names only. Walter White, Godzilla, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch. They're all in this movie. So we're going to be starting, kicking it off with that film of the MonsterVerse franchise. And then we're coming to the end of Jet Li month. It happened so fast. Mm-hmm. We will be doing a movie from 2006 called, well, it's called Fearless, but sometimes it's titled as Jet Li's Fearless. So we're going to be doing that, which I believe is more in vein of this movie, but like serious. It's not like a kid movie, but it's more like ancient China kind of heightened stuff. So we're going to be checking that out. I wanted to have a mix of like modern Jet Li and like that old school, because he came from that old school like China type movie. So we're going to be covering that, wrapping it up, and then I will give you our next theme month after that.
All right, guys, there you have it. Guys, want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nate Flicks Reviews. Check out the AMG podcast on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. You can follow also the podcast because we are on the go also. You can take the podcast with you on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeartRadio or anywhere you listen to your podcast on the platform. And of course, we are on YouTube now. So you guys could go to YouTube Action Movie Guys, subscribe, leave comments there, or you could take us on the YouTube Music app. We're there too. So other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.